Over the next several weeks, I would like to begin to introduce you to the seven principles of wisdom. This will be by no means an in-depth study on the seven pillars of wisdom, just an introduction. A more in-depth study will be made available at a later date. The Bible declares that wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, we should get wisdom. See Proverbs 4 and 7. Many within the body haven't sought wisdom, and therefore, although it is available, it is not profiting their lives. Proverbs 9 and 1 says, "Wisdom has builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars." A life built upon wisdom will have a strong, lasting foundation, able to weather life's difficulties and produce fruit in all seasons. If we, as the people of God, are going to operate in the kingdom's economy and be stewards of great wealth, we must walk in wisdom. The seven pillars of wisdom are: number one, provision; number two, understanding; number three, knowledge; number four, judgment; number five, discretion; number six, prudence; number seven, counsel. What binds them all together is the fear of the Lord. Wisdom is not just knowing or having information. It is having the ability to skillfully put into practice the knowledge and instruction given to you by God or obtained from higher learning. The man or woman of God over your life, a teacher, a mentor, or even a friend, can all release wisdom into our lives. Scripture tells us that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. It may be a teacher or a mentor or a business-minded person who has done what you are trying to do, who instructs you in the ways of wisdom. However, you must put to practice that which is being released to you. Over the next several weeks, we will introduce you to wisdom's ability to produce much fruit in your life when applied. The first pillar we will discuss is provision, blessings, and favor.